SRN News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The Trump administration's nickname for a new detention center in Indiana is raising a few eyebrows.
The Department of Homeland Security announced a facility in the state of Indiana will house immigrants facing deportation. Officials are calling it the Speedway Slammer. The agency posted an image of an IndyCar-style race car emblazoned with the word ICE. Speedway, which hosts the Indianapolis 500, issued a statement saying the town was not involved.
That is White House correspondent Greg Clugston reporting. President Trump's promised law enforcement surge in Washington, D.C. did not appear to happen as scheduled on its first night. The streets were bustling with revelers, but there was no visible increase in law enforcement last night. The president had announced a security lockdown starting at midnight. The Justice Department has subpoenaed New York Attorney General Letitia James. More on that from correspondent John Scott.
It's part of an investigation into whether James violated President Trump's civil rights. The subpoenas reportedly seek records related to a lawsuit James filed against the president over alleged fraud in his personal business dealings and a lawsuit involving the National Rifle Association. On the condition of anonymity, a source confirms the subpoenas are related to a civil rights investigation. James' office says it stands behind its litigation. John Scott reporting.
Also in SRNnews.com, economist Stephen Moore says he's glad President Trump fired the head of the Bureau of Labor Statistics.
We need to get somebody in there who's a professional who can give us good numbers, and so she deserved to be out, and we'll see who comes into that. And I also think, by the way, that Jerome Powell has to go too. He's been incompetent as well.
Economist Steve Moore interviewed this week by the Salem Radio Network. Fueled by strong winds and dry conditions, fast-moving wildfire in Southern California has now forced thousands of people to evacuate. This is SRN News. Tough times for Planned Parenthood as it's closing even more of its clinics, Michael Harrington reports.
America's biggest abortion business has shut down nearly 40 facilities this year alone, and more may be on the chopping block in coming months. The reasons are numerous. Abortion bans in a growing number of states, less federal funding for Planned Parenthood, and growing pro-life sentiment in some parts of the nation. Meanwhile, Planned Parenthood is going to court to try and keep as many taxpayer dollars as it can. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A church in Nigeria's megacity of Lagos has become a community for people who are deaf. The pastor preaches in sign language there, and the vibration of drums signal when to pray or kneel at the Christian Mission for the Deaf Church, as it's called. An estimated 10 million of Nigeria's 220 million people are deaf or have difficulty hearing. Disability advocates say that in the absence of inclusive churches and institutions, the Christian Mission Church is critical. This is SRN News. More beachgoers have been getting an unexpected shock this summer as jellyfish numbers bloom along the Delaware coast. Many beach patrol captains, like this man, say they're seeing the most jellyfish activity and stings in recent memory.
This year, we have started to keep track of the data, where in the past, you know, we didn't because we had maybe five stings from total from Memorial Day to Labor Day, and now we've had 92 stings just in one day.
Retired marine biologist Giselle Mueller Parker says the jellyfish bloom may be something we're going to see more of in coming years.
We can't ignore an event like this and say, oh, it's just a one-time event. The polyps resulting from this jellyfish bloom will make more jellyfish next year, if the conditions are right.
And the varieties doing the stinging this year include lion's manes, sea nettles, and moon jellyfish. More from SRNnews.com.